Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Beis. Today's daf is pretty much entirely all about the Yetzer Hara. So we have a lot of agarata about the Yetzer Hara. First, we're going to talk about the Inyan of Mechitza, those to pick up from yesterday's daf, and we're going to show how we learn the Inyan of Mechitza from Pesukim in Zechariah about some sort of hespit. So the Gemara is going to discuss whose hespit this is that Zechariah is referring to, and then we're going to talk about, once we're talking about Las Lavo, about some sort of hespit that's going to be Las Lavo. So the Gemara tells us how the Yetzer Hara is going to be Shechted Las Lavo, and how tzaddikim are going to react to that, how rishayim are going to react to that, and it's also going to talk about how Mashiach ben David is going to have a specific request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara is going to go through seven names that the Yetzer Hara was called by seven different people, and it's going to tell us the nature of the Yetzer Hara is that it attacks the greater people in greater force than the Yetzer Hara attacks lesser people. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give some eights about how to defeat the Yetzer Hara, and is going to mention four things that Hashem regrets having created, and then the Gemara is going to talk about four carpenters, seven shepherds, and eight princes that were great people for great Jews in history. And then at the very end of the daf, we can go back to discussing the Mishnah, where it spoke about how at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that these large menorahs that they would light. So it's going to talk about specifically the great strength of these young Kohanim who climbed up to light these menorahs, carrying very heavy oil to fill up the menorahs. So let's pick up from the two dots on daf Nun Aleph. Amud Beis is where we left off. The Mishnah had said that they made a tikkun gadol by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It said that that b'motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag yardu la'ezras nashim u'misaknin sham tikkun gadol. They made a tikkun gadol by the ezras nashim, but the Mishnah didn't say what that tikkun gadol is. So says the Gemara, my tikkun gadol. What is this tikkun gadol? Amr Blazar ka'osa sheshaninu chalaka isab rishona v'kifu gezustra. It used to be just a flat ground. There was no second story, and then they built a balcony around the Ezras Nashim. And they made a takana that the women should sit in the balcony and the men would sit on the bottom floor. So that was the tikkun gadol, to separate the men and the women by making a balcony. The Brisa elaborates on the process of how this came about, that originally they would have the women, they always had the men and women separate, but originally they had the women inside and the men on the outside. And that led to Kalas Rosh. That didn't work out either, because the men would want to come closer in, so that caused Kalas Rosh. So they decided to flip it around, have the women sit on the outside and the men on the inside. But it still led to Kalas Rosh. So they decided instead to have the women sit on the top and the men sit on the bottom. So how are they allowed to do that? Just build a balcony. You're not allowed to just add on to the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly how the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. So Amarav Kra Ashkechu V'Darsh. They found the Pasuk and they darshin the Pasuk. Pasuk says V'Safta Aritz Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad Mishpachos Beis Dov Levad U'Nesheim Levad. Pasuk says that there's going to be this great hesped, and the different Mishpachos are going to be separated between the men and the women. The Mishpach of Beis David is going to be on one side and the Nashim on the other side. So Amru V'Lo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. So it's a simple Kal V'Chomer. Uma Lo Asad Lavo Shasukun Behesped V'Ein Yetzir Harash Sholeit Behem Amru Torah Nashim Levad V'Nashim Levad Il Asad Lavo. When we're going to be dealing with a hesped, and at a time of a hesped is not a time of great frivolity, it's not a time of a great Yetzer Hara. And still the Torah says men are separate and women are separate. Achshav Shasukin B'Simcha V'Yetzer Hara Sholei Behem Alachas Kama V'Kama. So by a celebration, by a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where there's a great Yetzer Hara, then certainly we have to be concerned about frivolity, we have to be concerned about Kalas Rosh, about the men and the women mingling together. So a couple of points over here. First of all, I just came across a tshuva the other day. I figure I mentioned the lashon of kra ashkechu v'darish. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yordei Chelek Zayin of Yabia Omer, where he uses this gemara and another gemara in Bamitzia to argue on the shach. The gemara in Maseches Chagiga says that Rabbi Meir learned Torah from Acher. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to do that? Doesn't the Gemara Moed Katan say that in Doma Rav L'Malach Hashem Tzvachos Yivakish Torah Mipiv, that you should only try to learn Torah from a Rebbe who's like a Malach Hashem, and Acher at that point was a Mechal Shabbos, and he was Mechal everything. He wasn't Shomer Torah. Torah and mitzvos. So how could Rav Meir continue to learn Torah from him? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir kra ashkach v'darash. Rav Meir found the pasuk and he dashed on the pasuk that taught him that he was allowed to, because there's a chiluk between a gadol and a katan, and he held that he's a gadol, and as a gadol he was allowed to learn Torah from Acher, because he would know how to be zorei klipa, he would know how to take whatever nonsense Acher would tell him and throw that away and keep the good stuff that Acher would teach him. So the Achronim all ask the question, the Poskim all ask the question, how come that chiluk between a gadol and a katan, learning Torah from someone who's not a tzaddik, is not mentioned in the Rambam, and it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shach suggests the possibility that maybe we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir's chiluk between a gadol and a katan, because after all it says, Rabbi Meir kra ashkach v'darash. It says Rabbi Meir found the pasuk and darshened it. That implies that Rabbi Meir darshened the pasuk this way, but no one else darshan the pasuk this way. It's a das yachid. So Rav Avadya writes in Yabi Omer Chelik Zayin that in Bava Metzia we find the lashon of Kra Ashkach V'Darash, and we paskin that way. And in Sukkah, Dafnun Aleph and Bezam Aleph, we find Kra Ashkach V'Darash, and we paskin that way. So that's all he says, that you find it in Sukkah and we paskin that way. So the truth is, if you look carefully at the raya from here, it's not such a great raya. The Shach's whole, it's not such a great kasha on the Shach. The Shach's whole diuk was that we said Rabbi Meir Kra Ashkach V'Darash. The Meir found the pasuk and he darshin the pasuk. So that maybe sounds like it's a das yachid. Over here it doesn't say that. It says Kra Ashkachu V'Darash. That they, when they decided to build this this balcony, they found the pasuk and they darshined it. So maybe over here, yeah, we're going to paskin like it, because over here it doesn't sound like a das yachid. But Rabbi Meir, maybe we're not going to paskin that way, because over there maybe it does sound like a das yachid. Also, this Gemara is critical because this is the source for the concept of mechitza. The concept that we have mechitzas and shuls all comes from this Gemara. I remember when I was applying for the YU Smicha program, you had to have a conversation with Rabbi Charlap. We were learning Sukkah that year. He says, "What's the source for Smicha?" I said, "Sukkah daf and alf and beis." He says, "Okay, you're in." So that was it. That's all I had to know. What?
Source for mechitza.
Yeah.
So what's the source for Smicha?
Oh, mechitza, yeah. That's so source of smicha is different. That's the beginning of Sanhedrin. I would have gotten in anyway. So the Gemara over here is the source for the concept of mechitza, and obviously we're applying this to the Beis Hamikdash. It comes up in the Beis Hamikdash. Meichi tasted that it should apply in the Beis Haknesses as well. So it's probably related to the Gemara Megillah Daf Chavtes that a Beis Haknesses is a mikdash ma'at, and it's not just some homiletical idea that is a concept in halacha. If you look in the Minchas Ashram, Bamidbar, Simin Nundalid, and Rav Shechter's Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Yirbeis, they give many, many halachic examples of how we see parallels between the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. It is a halacha that the Beis HaKnesses is in some way supposed to mimic the Beis HaMikdash. So if the source of mechitza is by the Beis HaMikdash, l'chora, the same applies by the Beis HaKnesses. Now, what's the purpose of mechitza? First of all, this is Daraisa, Rav Moshe, and it was Moshe, Rechaim, Chelik Alf, Simin Lamates, demonstrates that our Gemara only makes sense if it's Daraisa, if we assume that Mechitza is Daraisa. Rav Shechter adds in Nefesh HaRav and page Reish Lam Beis that in addition, the sponsorship, I'm sorry. Today's daf is sponsored by Ryan Kordepor, in honor of his friend Evan Silver's birthday and recent engagement. Mazel tov to Evan Silver. I apologize for forgetting. Remind me maybe at the end of this year to mention it again. Okay, so Mechitza is certainly Daraisa, says Rav Moshe. Rav Shechter adds in Nefesh HaRav that it's probably Chukas Akum as well. In the Sefer Zichron Yehuda, quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Zayin Simun Ches, he lists three potential Isurim by not having a Mechitza. Rav the Chassam Sofer makes a big deal about Kol Isha, that if you don't have a Mechitza, it's going to be Kol Isha, because the women's voices are gonna be heard. So that's and Kol Isha, the Chassam Sofer holds, would render Tefillah completely ineffective. Now it's interesting, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that you need to have a Mechitza, but it shouldn't be so jarring and shocking. Tzitz Eliezer points out, women used to not really come to Shul, so they didn't really need mechitzas, but women are going to be there, so then you need a mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, Sifkat and Dalit, he gives a list of mitzvos that are clearly the halacha, but are not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Kuf Nun Vav also does that. Now, there is a major machlokas at Poskim, in the Sabbat Rebbe and Ramesha, and a major machlokas what the purpose of a mechitza was. What was it supposed to accomplish? Sabbat Rebbe held that the mechitza had to make it so that the men could not see the women. women. That you had to make sure that there was no that one could not see the other. So Rav Moshe held that that's not the case. That the Gemara doesn't make sense then, because if they were trying to avoid the men seeing the women, then what was the original takana? The Braisa says first they had the women sitting bifnim and the men sitting bachutz, and they saw that that wasn't working. So what did they do? They flipped them around. But did they not realize that they would still be able to see each other? So clearly it wasn't about seeing each other. Rav Moshe said it was about creating a separation that would avoid Kalus Rosh. So it has to be enough of a separation that you can't just easily go over to the other side. You can't just, so that it has to be something like that would avoid Kalus Rosh. So Rav Moshe writes in the Truvan, or Chaim Kel Gal, similar lamentas, that Mistavar Lanias Daiti Shasagi B'mechitza Gavar Achar Kesvayim, that you need a mechitza that's shoulder height. You don't need more than shoulder height, because you don't, it's not about seeing, it's about mixing, it's about mingling. And if you have a mechitza that's that large, then you wouldn't have an issue of mingling. Now, if Rav Salvechik was known to have said that if a mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, not that it's a kosher mechitza, but that a Rav is allowed to take a position in such a shul in the hopes that he could then be mashpia l'tova to have them raise the mechitza. Rav Shechter explained to me that the Rav thought that if it's 10 tefachim tall, then a person can daven there ba'kray ba'alma, meaning it's not an isser of davening there, but if you live there permanently, then it's a bittul mitzvah binyan based Knesses, because part of the mitzvah binyan beis hakneses is building a proper mechitza, so to be there permanently, so it is your achrayus, and then it will be a bittul mitzvah binyan beis hakneses. So, but if you're only visiting the shul, then it's not considered mevatel mitzvah. So, the 10 tefachim high, you're allowed to daven there by krai. Rav Moshe would hold that it's not even okay midaraisa. The 10 tefachim high is nothing; it's got to be shoulder height, and that's the only way to fulfill the daraisa of mechitza. Then, of course, the Lev HaIvri and many others hold that it has to be to avoid any visual whatsoever that men should be able, shouldn't be able to see the women at all. Rav Shechter writes in Divrei Arav that was the tradition was always to have a balcony, like the Gemara says, that the traditional shuls in Europe, they always built a balcony for the Ezras Nashim. That was always the mechitza of choice. Okay, so the Gemara further now. So we went through where mechitza came from, and we happened to mention that it comes from a Kal V'Chomer, from the Hesped that the Navi Zechariah talks about. So the Gemara just raises simple question, 7 lines in on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Ha Hespeda Maya Vidite, whose hesped is this that Zechariah is talking about? What kind of hesped? So Pligar Rabbi Dosa v'Rabbanon. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Rabbanon. Chad Amar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. One says it's a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to be killed. V'Chad Amar al Yitzar Hara Shenarag. And the other says no, it's for the Yitzar Hara who's going to be killed. So Bishlam L'Man Yamar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. If you say that it's about Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to be killed, Haynu Duchsevi Bito Elias Asher Dakar V'Sapta Olav Kimispeid Al Yachid. That there's going to be this terrible hesped ala yachid on this great individual. So that makes a lot of sense. El man yomer al yitzar harashin arag hayas peyda boi lemevid simcha boi lemevid amai bachu. If it's about the yitzar hara being killed, why are they being maspid? They should be celebrating that the yitzar hara is not there. So first of Mashiach ben Yosef, the Marashah explains, why is Mashiach ben Yosef going to die? So he says that the beginning of the Gula Asida has to be al yidei Mashiach ben Yosef, because Zaru Shel Esav can only be destroyed by Zaru Shel Yosef. So it has to dafka come through Yosef. But then the Goyim Rabbim are going to kill the Mashiach ben Yosef, so the Shleimus HaGeula is only going to come about with Mashiach ben David. That's the process of the Geula. Why it is that Mashiach ben Yosef has to be killed is a major discussion in the Achronim also, but I'm not sure. But the Marashah points out that at Dafka we need the Mashiach ben Yosef even though he's going to get killed, because that's going to be the only way to get rid of Zaro Shel Esav. But Frek the Gemara, why would we be maspid the Yetzer Hara, it should be a great celebration. And so Gemara could darsh Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda darshens. Lost love of Meviu Hakadosh Baruch Hu liyetzer hara v'shochto b'fnei tzaddikim u'b'fnei rishayim. That lost love of Hashem is going to take out the yetzer hara and he's going to shecht it in front of the tzaddikim and in front of the rishayim. Tzaddikim nidmalem kar gava. To the tzaddikim, the yetzer hara is going to look like a tall mountain. Rishayim nidmalem kuchot asara. To the rishayim, he's going to look like a little string, a little thread. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin, and everybody's going to be crying. Tzadikim bochen v'amrim heich echon alich b'shag gavah kazeh. The tzadikim are going to be crying and they're going to say, how were we ever were we ever able to conquer such a great mighty mountain? Rishon bochen v'amrim heich lo yechon alich b'shag chut hasar azeh. And the Rishon are going to be crying and saying, how could we not have been able to conquer such a tiny little thread. Va'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamei Imam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have the same question. He's also going to wonder about that. Shenemar, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Ki Yipole Be'enai She'eris Ha'am HaZeh B'yam Mehem Gam Be'enai Yifla, that it's going to be a Pella in the Enei Hashem as well. In the eyes of Hashem, it's also going to be a Pella. How could it be that the Rishayim were not able to defeat this tiny little thread? Amar Abasi Yetzar B'tchila Dom L'chut Shal Buchya U'l'b'sof Dom L'kavos Sagala. At first, Yetzar is like a tiny little thread, but then it becomes like the thick ropes that hold the wagon together. That's that the Yetzar gets stronger and stronger. So now, why is it that tzaddikim are going to cry? The Rashi writes the tzaddikim are crying because of the tsar that they had in being kovesh their Yetzar Hara. The Marsha says clearly the crying cannot be merov simcha. You can't. Rashi does not want to say that they're crying merov simcha because the lashon of hesped would not be appropriate. The lashon of crying is appropriate when you talk about crying from simcha, but the lashon of hesped certainly doesn't make sense if someone is crying merov simcha. So that's what Rashi says. It has to be that they're just thinking back to all the tsaros that they had in trying to defeat this yetzirah, and they're crying about that tsar. But the Marsha says that's typically not the way things work. That people don't cry about past tsar. If now they've come through and they're strong, and that, so it's tsar that they've had in the past, they wouldn't cry about. Also, what's a shaykh, a hesped and the yetzer hara? There's no hesped. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin discusses there are two possibilities. Sanhedrin daf mem vav and beis. What the purpose of hesped is? It's either yakra dechaye or yakra deshichvi. It's either for the honor of the surviving family of the deceased, or it's for the honor of the deceased. Neither of these opinions makes sense for the yetzer hara. So what kind of hesped? So the Marsha explains based on the Medrash Rabbah and Bereshis, v'inei tov ma'od ze yetzer hara, that when Hashem says that it was tov ma'od, that's a reference to the yetzer hara. Tov is yetzer tov. Tov ma'od is yetzer hara. Why? Because through the battle with the yetzer hara, we are zocha to olam haba. That's how we become great, only by defeating the yetzer hara. So with the bittul and the shechita, the yetzer hara, the tzaddikim start to cry, and they say, where are our zechuyos going to come from? It's like we're crying for someone very precious, very special and very honorable, because this was their ticket. This is the only way tzaddikim are able to amass zuchuyos. Some say that they were bocha because they understood now that it wasn't through their own koach that they were able to defeat the Yetzirah. They understood now how much siyata d'shmaya it required. But I thought that explanation of the Marsha is very profound, that a person, it's like when we say in the Al HaNisim, we thank Kodesh Baruch for the Nisim, the Chuos, and all that, but we also thank him for the Milchamos, that we don't ask for Milchamos, but it's those Milchamos that we fight that make us greater. It's the challenges that we have in life that ultimately define us and ultimately are going to make us greater. So that's what they're going to be crying for, the lack of challenge going forward. Just one more thing. We say that first it's like a chut shal buchya, and then it becomes kavos sagala in the Masifta of Yeri. Quotes from a sefer Birchas Aharon, who explains that the derech of the Yetzer Hara is that before a person sins, the Yetzer Hara tries to make the avera seem as small as possible. It's no big deal. You could do it. It's nothing. It's not really a big event. As soon as the person has sinned, then the Yetzer Hara tries to make it much bigger than it really was. It has a way of saying there's no hope. You're ready. Once you did that, forget it. You might as well do everything else because there's no hope. He says that's the lashon v'hasir satan milfaneinu me'acharenu, that the satan should be taken away from milfaneinu before we do the avera, where he makes everything seem tiny, and me'acharenu, where he makes everything seem very large. So he says that's tchilaso kichut and sofo kuchavalava, that first it's like a tiny little thread, meaning before we do the avera he makes the avera look like a tiny little thread, after we do the avera he makes the avera look like this very thick rope. Tanu Rabbanu, Mashiach ben David Shasli Galus Meher Yamenu, Omer Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalmi Meni Davar Ve'etein Lecha. Mashiach ben David, who will one day be revealed quickly in our times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ask anything from me, Mashiach ben David, I'm happy to give it to you. Shemar Asapra L'chok V'gomer, Ani Ayom L'adicha, Shalmi Meni Ve'et Nogayim Nachlascha. Whatever you want to ask. V'kivin Shra Mashiach ben Yosef Shinar, Agomer L'fon R'bono Shalom, Eni M'vakr M'imach L'chaim. When Mashiach ben David realizes Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, he says, I have an idea. I would like to live. So that's what he asked for. All I want is life. Life you don't have to ask for. David HaMelech was ready, misnave, that you're going to have life. Shenemar chayim shalmim chanasatalo. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Vitam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shiva Shemos Yeshal Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has seven different names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra. Hashem calls Yetzer Hara Ra. Shenemar ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav. Moshe karu Arel. Moshe calls the Yetzer Hara an Arel, an uncircumcised one. Shnemar umaltem es Arlas levavchem. David karu Tame. Third name is David calls the Yetzer Hara Tame. Shnemar leiv tahar bar li elkim mechal di katame. From the fact that he refers to a leiv tahar, it implies that there is another leiv that's a leiv tame, and that's the Yetzer Hara. Fourth definition, fourth name of the Yetzer Hara, Shlomo karu Sone. Shnemar im rav sonacha achilei lechem vimtzame yashkei umayim. That if you're Sone, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread, and if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. So it's Sone that you could achieve shalom with by giving it bread and water. Rav Chaim Palagi explains in the Sefer Re'e Chaim that based on the Chida, that mitzvos in general help to hold down the Yetzer Hara a little bit, but Torah changes the Yetzer Hara latov. So Barasi la Torah Tavlin, Barak Hashem Baruch Yetzer Hara Baru la Torah Tavlin. What does Tavlin do? It takes something that's bland, it takes something that's not good, and it makes it tasty. It actually turns it to good. So that's why the Torah is called the Tavlin of the Yetzer Hara. The Torah actually turns the Yetzer Hara to good. So that's why. So when we have a Yetzer Hara, we're supposed to give it lechem and mayim. Lechem and mayim refer to the Torah Shebitzav and the Torah Shebal Peh, that they're referred to by those two names. Torah Shebitzav is called lechem, Shebal Peh is called mayim. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's called the Sone, it's Mevakesh Hamiso, and it causes all sorts of horrible things. The answer is to give lechem and mayim, to treat it with Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh, and then Yashlimenu lech, and then everything will be okay. Yeshayahu Karu Michshal, the fifth name of the Yetzer Hara, is a Michshal, a stumbling block. Shenemar Sulu Sulu Panu Derech Harimu Michshal Miderech Ami. Yecheskel, the sixth name, called it Karu Evan. Shenemar Vasiros Yes Leiv Ha'Evan Mibasarchem V'Nasati Lechem Leiv Basar. That instead of a Leiv Ha'Evan, we should have a Leiv of Flesh. Yoel, the final name, the seventh name, Karu Tzvuni. He called it the Hidden One. Shenemar V'Satzvuni Archik Me'Alechem. Why is the Yetzer Hara hidden? So the Marshal explains that it's hidden in the sense that it stands in hiding, it stands in wait until the right time to cause us to sin. So it's there the whole time, waiting, pining for the right time to cause us to sin. And others explain, however, Ben Yoyad explains, that no, it's called hidden because very often the Yetzer Hara dresses up as a mitzvah. He makes it look like that what you're about to do is a mitzvah, is the right thing, so in that way it's hidden. And you need siyata d'shmaya in order to be able to discern what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. That's how some of the Acharonim explain, meshcheil lebeis medrash. You have to schlep him to the beis medrash. Why do you have to schlep him to the beis medrash? So you schlep him to the beis medrash because you need to research sometimes, is this really a mitzvah? Or is this an avera? You got to go learn some Torah to figure out what the halacha is. Sometimes we don't know the difference between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. Tan Rabban v'Satzvuni Archik Me'Aleichem Zei Yetzer Hara Shetzafen V'Omid B'Liba Shaladim. It's a reference to the Yetzer Hara that's hidden in a person's heart. V'idach. So we continue to darshan the rest of that pasuk. V'idach V'Ler Tzio Shemama L'Makom Shein B'Nei Adam Mitzuyin Lizkaros Ben, to a place where there's no people to talk that can edge him on. As Panav Eliyama Kadmoni, Shenas Nein of Bemigdash Rishon Vechriva Varik Talmid Chum Shabo. That the Yetzer Hara set his eyes on the first base of Migdash and he destroyed it and he killed the Talmid Chum in it. The Sof Eliyama Achron Shenas Nein of Bemigdash Sheni Vechriva Varik Talmid Chum Shabo. He set his eyes on the second base of Migdash and destroyed it and killed the Talmid Chum in it. Va'ala Bisha Vatal Tzachanto Shemeniach Umas Ha'olam Miskar B'Sonei Shal Yisrael, that he put aside the Umas HaOlam and was miskar b'sonem Shal Yisrael and attacked the Sonem Shal Yisrael's Melitza. It means attack the Jewish people. Ki higdil asos amar abayi b'talmidei chamim yoser mikulam, that the Yetzer Hara attacks everybody, but he attacks the talmidei chamim worse than anybody else. Ki yad abayi shamei lehu gavrik. Like the story went that abayi heard a certain guy dekamer lahi itza naktim v'nezel b'orcha, and this guy was talking to a woman and he told the woman, let's go, let's travel together. Amar Abaye says, I better go. A man and a woman are going to go on the road together alone. I better go follow them to make sure they avoid any Isser. So Azul Basrayu Tlasa Parsi Ba'agma. He followed after them three parsos. And when they were parting ways, he heard that they were saying, oh, if we were able to travel a little further together, it would be wonderful, but we're going into two different places, and this is where we should really part. Amar Abaye, Iman Sani Lihava, Love Abai says, I can't believe they traveled all this way, not a single avera. They didn't do anything wrong. They just walked and walked, and then they parted ways. How did that happen? If it was me, I never would have been able to withstand such a yetzer hara. Azal told, so was he just being humble that he never would have been able to withstand yetzer hara? So the Gemara says, no. Azal told nafshei biburid d'dasham etzayir. He sat there by the doorway and in great tsar. He was leaning on the briach hadalas. Rashi says on the lock of the door, like a person who's just sitting there being mitzayir, just he couldn't even stand up straight. Also, Saba tanalei kol gadol mechaver yitzro gadol imenu. And then Saba came along and said, no, you should know that kol gadol mechaver yitzro gadol imenu. You're right, you wouldn't have been able to withstand it, but that's because your yitzar is greater, and the reason your yitzar is greater is because you are greater. A person who's greater has a greater yitzar, has a greater yitzar hara than anybody else. Now the pashtus of kol gadol mechaver yitzro gadol imenu is that kol gadol mechaveros, that since you have greater kochos l'tova, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to keep your nekudas habechira. Person has to have bechira chafshis. So the only way to keep a nekudas habechira in check, if a person has such great kochos l'tova, is to give him great kochos l'ra as well. So that's, but it's really all the same for everybody. Everybody's got the same bechira as everybody else. But from this Gemara, it sounds not that way. If that were the case, then Abaye would have been no more likely to sin than the Rasha. He's got bechira, I got bechira. What difference does it make? So the impression you get, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichus Moser, is that no, that the tzaddikim stand less of a chance than the Rishayim in defeating the Yetzer Hara. That the Yetzer Hara is actually greater. Their Bechira point is a much harder Bechira. It's not that it's like the same 50-50 Bechira that everybody else has. But also there's a halachic discussion based on this Gemara. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simon Chav Beis, there's Machlokes Mechaber Ma, whether one woman is allowed to be alone with more than one man. Is that a violation of Yichud? The Mechaber says, one woman should not be alone even with Anashim Harbei, unless one of their wives is there. However, the Ramah says one woman could be alone with Shnei Anashim, like it sounds from the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, with two kosher men, if they're Be'ir and it's Bayom. But once they're traveling on the Derech, or it's Balayla, it's Besada, it's somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, then two men is not enough. Then you need three men, even if they're all Ksherim, you need three men. So in the Tshuvas Shav Yaakov, the Shoel asks of the Shav Yaakov that it's Muchach and Arsugya, not that way. Here was one man going along with one woman. They were violating an Issur Yichud. Whatever they were doing, they were violating it. That they didn't do more Averos, fine. Abaye was impressed by that, but they were definitely violating the Issur Yichud. Now, Abaye was going to save them. How is he going to save them? By going along also. Well, wait a second. He's only a second man. Two men and one woman is a violation of the Issur Yichud. So not only does he not save them from the Issur Yichud, he himself violates an Issur Yichud by being involved, by going along with them. So it sounds like against the Ramah from this Gemara. So the Shav Yaakov says, no, not a good raya. He says it could be that the reason that there's an issur yichud baderech with two men and one woman is because of the concern that the Gemara mentions, that we're afraid one of the men is going to have to go lasos strachav, and then he's going to go away and he's going to leave the one man there with the one woman. But if you have someone, you have a commitment that when one man goes to Lasso Strachov, the other man's going to go also, so then maybe it wouldn't be an Issur Yichud with two men and one woman. If they're careful that wherever one of the men goes, the other man goes as well. So then, so maybe that's what Abaye was thinking, that he was thinking that if one man leaves, so if that guy goes, Lasso Strachov, Abaye is going to follow him, and there's never going to be a situation of Yichud where he's going to be alone with the other woman. But the Kasha is a pretty strong Kasha. I mean, the Teretz, whatever, the Kasha seems a little strong than the Teretz. So anyway, Amrav Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shaladim Eskabra Lav B'chol Yom. Person's Yitzchak Hara tries to overpower him every day. Shenemar, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. That the Ra is there, Kol Hayom. The Yetzer Hara of a person tries to go after him every day and tries to kill him. That the Rasha is looking literally lamiso. And without the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we would not be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado v'lo yarshienu biyishavto. If this manuvel, this Yetzer Hara, attacks a person, mashcheu lebeis hamedrash, schlep him to the beis hamedrash. If im even huni moach, if he's a stone, he will melt. Im barzel hu mispotzeitz, if he is iron, he will shatter. Im even huni moach, tuksev haikol tzama lechulamayim, if he's a stone, he will melt, because it says someone who's thirsty should go to water. Uksev avanim shachkumayim. And what happens? How does a stone get destroyed? By slow drips of water over many, many years. Water has the ability to destroy stone. Im barzel hu mispotzeitz, So the words of Hashem are like fire, and kapatish yifotzeit sela, and it destroys the barzel like a hammer, breaks a rock. So first of all, the lashon mashcheil lebeis hamedrash, the achronim are bothered by that lashon. Why don't they just say, if the yetzer hara attacks you, go and learn Torah? Why does that say mashcheil lebeis hamedrash? You should schlep him to the beis hamedrash. So the chidush agrai says that to bring the yetzer hara to the beis hamedrash means to tell the yetzer hara, oh, let's come to the beis hamedrash, and that's where you should get me. Get me in the beis hamedrash to get me to learn Torah shelo lishma, and that will be a great yetzer hara also. You tell the yetzer hara, I'm satisfying you. I'll let you work. You could work full time in the Beis Medrash. You could be pushing me the whole time in the Beis Medrash to learn Torah Shalal Lishma. And the trick is, Mitok Shalal Lishma Bal Lishma. So if the Yetzirah is going to get you anywhere, let him get you in the Beis Medrash. Better for him to get you in the Beis Medrash where the Yetzirah in the Beis Medrash to learn Torah Shalal Lishma, because at least that will, the end will be Lishma. But if he's getting out in the street, if he's getting you somewhere else, so then it's not going to be to anything good. It's not going to lead to anything positive. So wherever that Yetzirah is, schlep the Yetzirah. You don't have to get rid of him, schlep him to the base of Medrash, let him work full time in the base of Medrash. Rabbi Yonah Snipeshitz in Yaros Tavash, Chelepez Rosh Gimel, says that the Lashma Shechel base of Medrash and not Yasuk B'Torah is because it's not going to help very often to just be Osuk B'Torah to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes it's important to be part of a Chevra. It's important to be in an atmosphere, in an environment of Kedusha, an environment where people are striving together to grow in Ruchnius. So you sit and you learn Torah, okay, maybe you'll learn a little bit, maybe you won't learn a little bit, maybe you'll stop after 5 minutes, maybe you'll stop after 10 minutes, but it's not always going to work with the Yetzer Hara. The real way to get the Yetzer Hara is to change the environment. It's to go mashcheil lebeis hamedrash dafka, not just to go and learn. And then, of course, there's the other day that I mentioned before, the Alkar Gershuni, that the Yetzer Hara is often dressed up as a mitzvah. So mashcheil lebeis hamedrash means go and learn what it really is, so you can figure out whether it's a mitzvah or it's an Avera. The Aruch Lener points out the imagery of Barzel and Evan, he points out, is two types of Yetzer Haras. He says there's one Yetzer Hara to just be lazy, to not do anything. That's like a very cold type of Yetzer Hara, to just not do anything. Then there's the Yetzer Hara that has a lot of chamimus, that has a lot of warmth to it, the taivos and the drive to do those things that are bad. He says the nature of Evan is that it's mischazik be'esh and it's nimsa b'mayim. Evan gets stronger and fire, and water destroys it. Barzel is the opposite. It melts in fire, and it's mischazik b'mayim. So Torah has both the quality of Eish and the quality of Mayim. So we're saying, im Evan hu, keneged the Yetzer Hara of Chom, that's mischazik b'Eish, like an Evan, so there's Torah that has the Teva of Mayim to destroy such a Yetzer Hara. Vim Barzel hu, and keneged the Yetzer Hara, that's Mekarer, that cools you down, and that tells you not to do anything, not to be so excited about davening, not to be so excited about learning. The Daf Yomi was fun for brachos, but it gets hard in Erev and Shav, not to continue to slow it down. So then we have the Eish in order to defeat such a Yetzer Hara. Okay, weiter. Amr Shul Bar Nachmeni Amr Yonason Yetzer Masisa Ladam Olam Hazeh Umeir Alav Olam Haba. The Yetzer Hara leads a person astray in Olam Hazeh and will be made against him. Will say Eidus against him in Olam Haba. The Achronim asked the Kasha, how's he Kasha Eidus? The Yetzer Hara is going to be Kasha Leidus. First of all, he's a Sone, we just said, and a Sone is Pasul Leidus. And second of all, he's a Rasha, so he should be Pasul Leidus. So the Yetzer Hara should be Pasul Leidus on both counts. So some of the Achronim say, yeah, that's Bedine Adam, not Pashas, but Bedine Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who's lying and who's not lying, so Bedine Shemayim, he's Kasha Leidus. Shenemar, Mifanik Minor Avdo Vachriso Yeh Manon, that Achriso, in the end of the day, he's going to be the Manon. Shekein Ba'atbach Shal Rabbi Chiya, Karon L'Sadam Manon. When you do Gematria of Atbach, Manon actually spells out Sahada, so it means witness. So he's going to testify in the Olam Emes. Rafuna Rami, Rafuna has the following steer. Ksiv kiruach znunim hito. Ksiv bikirbam. It sounds like he's an external force, and then it says bikirbam, that he's internal. Bitchil hitom l'bsof bikirbam. That's the way Yetzer Hara works. He starts on the outside, but then ultimately he infiltrates our bodies and becomes part of us. Amar Rava, bitchil karu halach l'bsof karu areach l'bsof karu ish. First he's like a holich. He's like a wandering guy that's traveling through town. Then he's an oreach. He's a guest, and then he's ish. Then he already becomes the balabas by us. Shnemar vayava holach liisha ashir vayachmal lekachas mitzonu mivkaro lasos oreach. Uksiv vayikachas kivsasi ish harash vayasal ish habayilav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eiver Katan Yeshla Adam. A person has one small limb, Mar Evil Sava, that if a person starves that limb, it will be satisfied, must be a Ra'av. But if a person tries to satiate that limb, it's always going to be hungry. This is the reference to the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. A person holds back on the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, then the Yetzer Hara gets weaker. But if you try to satisfy it, you try to feed that Yetzer Hara, it just gets stronger and stronger. Shnemer Kamarisa Meisba'u. Amar Chana Baracha Amri Be Rav. Arba. There are four things that Hashem regrets having created, whatever that means, that Hashem regrets having created. Ve'elu hein, galus, kazdim, v'yishme'elim, v'yitzar hara. Galus, the kazdim, the yishme'elim, and the yitzar hara. How do we know? Galus, t'chsivata maliponum Hashem kilaka chami chinam. Now what did I do this for? Kazdim, t'chsiv, hein eretz kazdim za'am lohaya. If only the kazdim didn't exist. Yishme'elim, t'chsiv, yishloi oil m'shodim, v'tuchas margizai, ela asher hevi elo abiyado. Yitzar hara, t'chsiv, v'asher harayosi. That it was an evil that he created the yitzar hara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mali sholosh mikros alolim, smotu raglaim shal sunem shal Israel. If not for the encouragement we got from three psukim that tell us that the Yetzer Hara is not really our fault, we would totally fall apart. So the first one, that Hashem says he did bad by making the Yetzer Hara. Second, that we are totally putty in Hashem's hands. And v'idach hasiros eslev heaven b'sach menasati l'cham lev basar. That Hashem says that we have a lev heaven now, and one day he's going to give us a lev basar, but right now we have a lev heaven. So that gives us a little encouragement to know that it's not all our fault. Rav Papa Amar, af mehai nami, v'esruchi atein b'kirbachem, v'esruchi atein b'kirbachem, period. So we talk about the four carpenters. Maninu arba charashim. Who are these four carpenters? Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasidim, Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Kohen Tzedek. Mas Rav Sheshes, Iyahachi, Hainu t'chsev, V'yom Elay, Eila Akron, Shazadu, Ashazaru, As Yehuda. These are the four carpenters, but it says not nice things about them. So it says, Hani l'shuva asu. So Amar Elay, Shvil the Sefer Tikra. Now you have to read the end of the Pasuk. V'yavo Eila, L'hachrin, Asom, L'yodos, As Kronos, Hagoyim, Anosim, Karin, Al Eretz, Yehuda, L'zerosa. That the end of the pasuk shows that the first part of the pasuk is not talking about the charashim; it's talking about the umos ha'olam. When they ask the navi, when the navi asked the malach, ma ila charashim? So who are these charashim? So he says, no, these are the kronos, these nations are shazorus Yehuda, that were not good to Yehuda. So these charashim came to scare off these nations and to defend Klal Yisrael. Amalei bahadi chana bagdas alamali. Says, wow, Rav Chana is such a master of agadita. There's nothing to say. Once he spoke it. Vayuza Shalom Ashur Kiyovo Bartenu Vichidro Pamrasenu Vikamnu Love Shiva Roim Ushmon and Sikhe Adam. So the pasuk talks about seven shepherds and eight princes. Manin Ushiva Roim. Who are the seven shepherds? David Be'emtze. You have David in the middle. Adam Shesem Sushalach Miyamino. Adam Shesem Sushalach on his right side. Avram Yaakov and Moshe Besmolo. And Avram Yaakov and Moshe on his left side. Umanin Ushmona Nesiche. Who are the eight Nesiche? Adam, Yishai, Vishal, Shmuel, Amos, Tzfanya, Tzidkeo, Mashiach, Ve'eliyahu. Those are the eight Nesiche. Good. Arba Sulamos. So the Mishnah mentioned that there are four ladders that went up to each of the parts of the menorah that they would light for the Simchas Beis Shreva. Tana Govishal Menorah Chamisha Ma'amah. The height of the menorah was 50 Amos off the ground. V'arba Yuladim Shal Pirchei Kuna V'ideim Kadei Shem Shal Me'ev Esrum Lug. And there were four Pirchei Kuna that held 120 lug of oil as they climbed up these ladders. So Yibayilu, Me'ev Esrum Lug Kulu Adum Lul Kol Chad V'chad. When we say it was 120 lug, does it mean 120 lug for each of them, or 120 lug total between the four of them, and each of them were holding 30 lug? So Tashma, we have a brisa that elaborates a little bit more. Ubi Adeim Kadei Shemen Shal Shloshim Shloshim Lug Shem Kula Me'ev Esrum Lug. Each of them were holding 30 lug, which in total was 120 lug. Tanavein Mishubachin Ayu Yoser Mibno Shal Barta Bas Baitos Shal Marta Bas Baitos. Their koach in being able to do this is greater than the strength of the son of Marta Bas Baitos. Amrul Benoshal Marta Bas Baitos Shayu Notel Shtei Yerechel Shal Shara Gadol Shal Koach Bel of Zuz. They say he would take the two thighs of a large ox that cost 1,000 zuz Umahalich Ekev Tzad Gadol and would strut up the ramp of the mizbeach V'lo Yinichu Achav Akarnim Lasos Kain, and he could carry it all himself, but the other Kohanim didn't allow him to do that Mishum Barovam Hadras Melech, because of Barovam Hadras Melech, get more people involved. My Meshubachim, what's the great praise? Why are they more stronger than the Benashal Matar Bas Baitus? Ilem Mishum Yukra Hani Yikiri Tvei. Certainly these thighs are heavier than 30 lug of oil. Elahasum Kevesh Umaruba Velo Zakif Hachas Lamas Vzakif Tuva. Yeah, but he was walking up a very a small incline on a very wide ramp. They were climbing up ladders on a very, very steep incline. That's what makes him better than Matar Bas Baitus. Again, we thank Ryan Kartapur for the sponsorship in honor of the birthday and engagement of Evan Silver. Mazel tov to Evan Silver, and thank you very much for the sponsorship to Ryan. Oh, yeah.